The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Good day for RNSs. You know, some days, by the way, I'm joined by the queen of the crypto world. Well, it turns out that we were going to do this yesterday, and Nick said I'll be ready at 1 p.m. because I was late doing things, and so I said, right, you fancy going now? And no response. Nick, fancy going now? No response. Then someone said, someone on Twitter said, what happened to the chart show, Justin? And I said, yeah, Nicola's become famous in the world of crypto, and you know, she doesn't give me a lot of time anymore. She's, you know, she's super... And Nick came back and replied by saying, oh, I fell asleep.
I did fall asleep. I know. Sometimes the markets are really interesting at night. Last night was one of those as well. You know, after Gary Cohen resigned and I was watching stocks and they go lower and seeing Bitcoin rolled over yesterday as well. So,
yeah, but do you know what? All economists who know anything about the economies around the world have been saying, no, don't talk about tariffs. Don't start, increasing tariffs. It's no good for anyone. Doesn't benefit anyone whatsoever. You know, if you ratchet up yours, we'll ratchet up ours, and it becomes impossibly expensive to buy anything from abroad, and it's no good at all. You know, people from abroad will say this, and Trump will say, well, that's just people abroad saying that because they don't like it, because we're not treated fairly. And then his own man, Gary Cohen, who's once, you know, free trade, stepped down and resigned, and Trump still doesn't listen. And you think, well, listen to the guys, they know what they're talking about. You obviously don't on international trade. But I mean, I hope he doesn't go ahead with this. I mean, is it happening? Or is he ratcheting up, you know, this hike in aluminium and steel? Is that happening or not?
I think it will. I think the market has assumed now that because he's resigning, it probably is going to happen. The thing is with Trump, he's very good at bluster. So he's very good at saying something completely outrageous and then kind of softening everybody up and then getting a kind of better deal, like not going all the way. But people are so grateful he hasn't gone all the way, they take it, you know?
Yes.
I think he's going to do the same with NAFTA. He's going to say, oh, I'm going to rip the whole thing up and I'm going to put massive tariffs on you all. And then he's going to do half of that. And they're going to be so relieved that he's not doing the whole thing that they'll take it. So
it's the art of negotiation. And do you know what? It's I hope that's what he's doing. It's almost like saying, do you know, a while back my parents came down to the South Coast here because they're from Wales. And we went to the shopping outlet in Portsmouth there.
Justin, yeah. Are you from Wales? I had no idea.
Yeah, I just put this accent on for a laugh. So we went to the shopping outlets in Portsmouth. We went into what I think it was one of these stores. Like, it's a, you know, factory outlets kind of thing, a retail designer outlet where there's cheaper prices.
Yeah.
There was like, I think it was a Ralph Lauren shop there. My father said, look at that body warmer there. He said, look, it was like 180 quid, right? Dad, it's a body warmer, 180 quid. So he said, yeah, it's been reduced from 499. I said, okay, listen, it's still a body warmer for 180 quid. If they'd put on that, reduced from £2,000, would you then buy it? So it's that trick of saying we've reduced it from £6,000, it's now only £200, but it's still a body warmer, you know? It's still a lot of money for a body warmer. And so it's that trick, isn't it? The negotiation trick, really going hard at the top, really big sale, big spend, and then come down, and people think, they're getting a deal here, when in actual fact they're not, you know? Anyway, yeah. It's that kind of thing. All right, let's look at some charts then, Nick. So requests today. We got Fast Forward Innovations, very popular company, investment company in sort of cutting-edge tech, FFWD. What do you reckon? Oh, we're not on the charts yet, are we? Oh, we said we wouldn't do this.
Yes, we are. We're on the charts. Look.
All I can see on Facebook is the Vox Markets logo, because what do people get on the... On
There's
the,
a delay, Justin.
How long's the delay? 10 minutes?
No, I don't know. That's up to Facebook.
Yeah, people want to skip this boring bit when I'm blathering on. They just want to get to the charts. But we do it just to get people, people get notifications.
Fast Forward Innovations. Okay, so this one's quite linked to crypto. And I think when crypto bottoms, so will this one. For now, though, we had a huge rally. We had a huge rally at the end of December, start of January. We've pulled back 50% and we're bouncing sideways. I'd like to think that this one is building an inverted head and shoulders pattern. And the neckline for this is around 21. If so, we need to rally pretty sharply from here, and we don't need to lose 17. The support is at 17 and the resistance is at 19. If we get above 19, we're going to go back to that neckline at 21. If we close above 21, we've bottomed and we're going higher. So sideways after a pullback, waiting for the next leg higher is how I think of fast forward innovations.
Okay, yeah, they're invested in, I think they own about 3% of Factum, you know,
Factum.
And also they're also into sort of medical cannabis, as the company called Nuvera, I think, on the Canadian exchange that they're investing in as well. But they have about 8 or 9 investments. Okay, and they're all like that, sort of cutting edge stuff. Next one is Flying Brands. Then some South Korean sort of distributed deal yesterday. So FBDU. Let me just check out the detail for that. But you look at the chart, Nick. What do you reckon?
This is another one, you know, which is kind of, I see as quite bullish sideways consolidation. Since November, every time we've dipped lower in sort of ABC corrections, we've held the support of the 200 moving average. So we did that in December. We did that again at the start of February. And here we are. So a close, obviously a close below 3.8, and this support level will see us underneath the 200 moving average and going lower. But otherwise, this sideways consolidation, I think, has a pretty good chance to break to the upside. The top of the range is 5.5. So if we take a bounce in this one off the 200, that's going to be our first resistance and should really be our first target. Mm-hmm. But above 5.5, then I think that we can look for fib extensions and new highs. And I would be looking for, I'm just measuring this one up now, but I would be looking for...
Just measuring you up, sir. There we go, sir. Inside leg.
Just measuring you up. 9.07 and 10.79.
Okay.
But when you see this kind of sideways bunching up consolidation, you usually get a powerful move. So that's what I'd be looking for.
Powerful. All right. Harvest Minerals is next. By the way, Flying Brands did a distributor deal, marketing deal with a Korean company there. So, all right. So Harvest Minerals, HMI, good R&S today. I mean, it's a fertilizer in Brazil and they locally produced, you know, environmentally friendly, cheaper than the majority of companies, and especially exports, which Brazil import. I mean, a lot of fertilizer and they rely on it. So a massive agricultural sector in Brazil, huge, obviously, with coffee and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but they've done this deal, and their product, KP Fertile, is about to get rubber stamped by the government as being, you know, organic and safe and all this stuff. But even before that, and that's going to happen very soon, they've announced a sales contract, and it's worth 36,000 tonnes a year. And listen to this. This is a heck of a margin, Nick. Listen to this. So they sell this for just over $60, right, per tonne. Their all-in costs is around about $7 something. So they're going to work over $50 in profit per tonne. And they're selling 36,000 tonnes of that. So it's a new start, but it's a turnover there of just over 2 million. And the profit on that is about 1.8. So that's a cracking profit. So it's about 1.3
Amazing.
Million pounds. Yeah, but this is just a start. They can ramp up to, they can do more than 10 times this, pretty much, if they want to. They've got a resource for that. And it's only about 6% of the entire resource they've done. So huge resources, huge demand. And I think this is just a start, really. I mean, so you get some people trading out here, taking 5-10% traders. I think they're imbeciles. This is a big story, mid to long term. Excellent story here. But that's my opinion. Do your own research. HMI, what do you reckon, Nicola?
HMI is at 20 and my target for is 28.8 next. So if we put Fibonacci retrace levels from the highs that we made in August 2016 to the lows that we made in June 2017, we're climbing sort of up through the Fibonacci levels like a staircase. So each time we go up a level, the next previous one is support. So previous resistance was 17.6. That's now support. We've gapped above it. The next resistance is 20.5. When we get above 20.5, we're looking for 22.20. 24.15, and then our target at 28.50, and each one of those levels becomes support as we get above them.
Lovely stuff. Yeah, exactly. Look at that big gap. Lovely gap there. Okay, next one is another company worth, I think, putting in your watch list. I've got to say, I do own Harvest Minerals and Horizonte. I've written blogs on them, you know, and I think they're compelling investment cases. But you do your own research. I may be an idiot talking nonsense from the wrong hole. But who knows? HZM, two world-class nickel assets. And I say world-class, unbelievable. Some of the things that majors would hold. And this is a company under 60 million market cap. And it's also got about 10 million cash, but about 9 million. So, and they're starting to get into the action end of the story. They only just started here. So, and nickel, of course, massive for the EV markets. So what do you reckon on HZM, Nicola?
I'm starting on this one on a weekly chart because I always do with this one because it's such a good weekly bottom. You know, we had this huge rounding bottom that we made in 2015, 2016, and we're above all the weekly moving averages. Yes, we had a little bit of a pullback since the start of the year, but we're right back at support now around 4.12. I think that this is just consolidation, and now I see it turning higher. We're seeing the first signs today back above the daily 50 moving average, which is at 4.4, would be a bullish trigger for me. And then I think we see the next swing higher. You know, we go back to the highs at five even, but 8.42 is my target for this one.
Okay, and the last one is SDX Energy, and it's the last couple. Yesterday, a bit of news about a grant of awards and a long-term incentive plan, and also just previously, 27th of Feb, they did a spud of SAR 2 well. I see a lot of good stuff mentioned about SDX, though, and people saying I can't believe it's this low, but the valuation on this is ridiculous. And I've not really done the fundamentals on this, but there's a lot of people saying it. But what do you reckon on SDX?
SDX, I've gone to a weekly chart on this one as well. You can see we've had a lovely bullish impulsive move 2016, 2017, and we're just retracing some of it. We found some support around the 50% pullback, and that's sort of where we are, or just where we're below where we are now. That level's at 44.75. I think I see really big support for at 41.10. So if we do squeak a little bit lower, below the support, yeah, then 41, I think, is where I'd be looking for. And I think we'll see a really good rally from there. It's just a choppy overlapping correction relative to the rally. And I think that would should hold us.
OK, well, that's absolutely lovely, Nicola, isn't it? What a wonderful day. Have you got sunshine where you are?
No, we have not. But it's not raining.
I've got sunshine.
Oh, Justin. That's not fair.
Yeah.
How come you've got
day.
Sunshine?
It's just come out now. I'm talking to you, I think it is, Nick. I think Sunshine is going to hear you, and it's just come out for a singing and dance. It's looking at the charts, you know? It likes the charts and sort of thing. It's just a big fan of technical analysis. There's so much innuendo in charting, isn't there? And
Oh, the dog's about to bark.
Excellent.
Hold on. No, that's the postman.
He's like you, Nick. He's gone to sleep.
No, do you know what I did? I bought one of those doorbells where you can keep changing the tune. And so each time we change it, she doesn't learn the new tune.
Wow, is that right? So
I know.
So it's like Pavlovian. They have to understand and learn it. They don't automatically think that the noise is a doorbell.
Exactly.
See, that's the gap in intelligence between humans. I mean, we know doorbell's a doorbell, regardless of what ringtone it is. It's a doorbell, you know? Dog doesn't know that. That's not the doorbell. It's a different sound. Cool. All right, Nick, thanks for that. By the way, if you want to see the video, you can do so on the blog there, voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. By the way, that's the people listening to the podcast. If you're watching on Facebook right now, you're thinking, I can see the video. What's the problem here? Thanks very much, and speak
Justin.
Tomorrow, Nick. Yeah, yeah.
BT's a great buy here.
It's not a good.
I mean
it's not a buy, Nick. You must never say that. You must say, do your own research.
Well, nothing, do your own research. But I think that BT's looking pretty well supported for another push higher.
Yeah, but nothing we say is investment advice. I've got to point that out, ladies and gentlemen. Do your own, we could be talking absolute nonsense. Because I've had people accusing me on a regular basis of pumping stocks. And I say, I'm not pumping. And even on the weekend podcast.
You're not pumping BT.
Listen, whenever I talk about stocks on the weekend podcast, I do say these are my own stocks. I may be talking absolute rubbish. Please don't rely on anything I say, because it may get you burned. And take responsibility for your own actions. It's your money. You press the buy button. Do some research on it, please. You know? So anyway, there we go. So you can't blame other people. If you blame other people all the time whenever you do an investment, you'll never make a good investment. That's why you've got to do your own research and be comfortable in the stance you've taken, you know, and full stop. So anyway, so I've got to say that, because I do get flack for it sometimes. Not for the majority of people, the one or two idiots who never do research.
Okay, rant over. Thanks for joining in, everyone. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.